my farm staff had gone down from 4 to 2 and eventually 1. And we had 3 vacant cottages. Well, 4 actually, because we hadn't got a keeper. One was a keeper's cottage. I hadn't had a keeper for years. And so we had, there were 4 vacant cottages. So Helen started then and there getting started on this self-catering. And I think we were the very first people in Scotland to do self-catering. And Helen was doing self-catering. She'd started this.
Mm.
And she was letting 4 cottages.
Yeah.
And they'd been promoted. And the tourist board were a tremendous help. And every time I went to see people out and that, I'd say, I'd love to buy this house. Can I buy it? Sorry, no, it's not for sale. It's only for let. I terribly want to buy one. I said, well, I haven't got anything to buy. And it went on over and over again. So many people were here for a holiday, and they wanted to buy a holiday home of their own.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, okay, that's it. That's what they want, that's what they're going to get. And so we put our heads together and worked out. We wanted a scenic area where there is a community of a kind, but widely spaced. It must have nice views, it must be accessible. They must be very attractive buildings. And of course, straight away, I was involved in Norwegian log buildings anyway. So this is exactly what's wanted, Norwegian log buildings. And I think I've got the very place, Glendarby. Glendarby in Gaelic is the Glen Dionysi. Dionysi, I think is the word, means the sheltered glen. And it is exactly that, funnily enough. I mean, you come here in a howling gale and walk up there and there's hardly a breeze. No sooner we started, and Helen got very friendly with one of the ski instructors from, he was an Austrian from Kitzbühel. And he came and had a look. Yes, he thought it was great. But he said, you need a beer keller. I've managed without one for years. Oh, he said, a state like this, you must have a beer keller. So we sort of thought about it. And we thought, well, you know, by this time, you know, I'd got a few orders and I knew the scheme was going to go ahead. You know, people were buying. So 3 or 4 of them already had. So we sort of thought about it. And I thought, well, all the things I want to do about upgrading catering, entertainment, and all the other things that we talked about, this would be a way of doing it. It would provide a club centre for the 30 houses. It would be the main headquarters of Glenshee skiing. There was nothing up there, was any. I mean, the Spitland there were absolutely useless, you know. And we had some ski instructors already in the staff, or it was going to be anyway. It all seemed to make a lot of sense. Glenshee was a very fast growing, with a lot of people from all over the place. You know, they weren't going to come here and stay in a hotel with ghastly yellow fish at 5 o'clock, high tea and a mountain of buns and cocoa and bed at 9. People not going to do that. They don't want it, you know. I mean, we had to bring the Glen up to the 20th century. And it seemed to be the opportunity of promoting the housing development, providing the facilities, providing catering, which was 20th century, not 19th, with all the various attributes that we could get into it. I don't know if I'm repeating myself. I may have told you all this, but we wanted to make it versatile, and we wanted to have two bars. The Tyrolean bar was this end, and the Viking bar, the big one, was the other end. And we worked this out, and we knew we could do a lot of business with functions and dances, and I still had a lot of contacts in the musical world, and I had a lot of friends I could get here to perform and play. And so we went ahead with this. This chap, Mora, said, you're the first person to change the tradition. I said, what do you mean? Well, he said, most people got rid of the people to bring in sheep. You got rid of the sheep to bring in the people. Good. Quite right. Yeah.